Marie's body would not be the last Ottawa dial painter's corpse to be studied, nor was it the first. That honour goes to Margaret Looney. Peg's family had wanted her exhumed for testing as soon as they'd heard about the post-war studies on the dial painters. At that time, however, research was limited to the living. By the time CHR was established, the remit had broadened. Finally, someone was prepared to investigate what had really killed Peg. Every one of her 9 brothers and sisters signed the necessary forms. "It was going to help somebody else get better," said her sister Jean. "Of course we let them do it." In 1978, researchers exhumed Peg's body from St. Columba Cemetery, where she had been resting alongside her parents. They discovered she had 19,500 microcuries of radium in her bones, one of the highest quantities found. It was more than 1,000 times the amount scientists then considered safe. They didn't just discover the radium. They discovered the company doctor had cut her jawbone from her while she lay dead. That was probably how the Looney family found out about it. "I'm angry," said one of Peg's sisters. "They knew she was full of radium. And then they lied." "Every family has sadness and grief," Jean said steadily. "But Margaret's death was unnecessary." That was the tragedy. Radium had been known to be harmful since 1901. Every death since was unnecessary. The researchers exhumed more than 100 dial painters, many tests proving once and for all that radium poisoning, and not syphilis or diphtheria, was the woman's true cause of death. And there was one deceased dial painter in particular in whom the scientists were very interested, Catherine Donoghue. In 1984, CHR wrote to her daughter to request her exhumation. They wrote to Mary Jane because, by that time, Catherine's devoted husband Tom had died. He passed away on 8th of May 1957, aged 62. He had lived the remainder of his life at 520 East Superior Street, never leaving the home he had once shared with Catherine, the home where, when the news of her triumph in court had come through, he and the family had celebrated with potluck food. "We all went down and we celebrated with him," remembered his niece Mary, "because it was such a moral victory, something that nobody had ever done before." Though the money helped a lot, it couldn't bring Catherine back. "I think it broke him when she died," said a relative. "His heart was broken." The family rallied round. For a time, Tom's sister Margaret moved in to help with the children. Tom doted on the kids. "They were all he had left," Mary said simply. "As time went on," she added, "he healed. He became a smiling man. It was really great to see that." "He rarely talked of Catherine, but," said Mary, "it was a painful memory because of the painful death she'd had." Tom Donoghue never remarried. No one could replace Catherine Wolfe Donoghue. As for Mary Jane's brother, Tommy, he had gone to fight in the Korean War and made it home. He married a young woman from Streeter and worked in a glass factory, just like his father. But he died shortly after his 30th birthday, in 1963, of Hodgkin's disease, a type of cancer. Mary Jane had been on her own for a long time now.